This program is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Hello, and thank you for joining us for this first installment of CDC's AMR Exchange On Demand series, Protecting Americans from Antimicrobial Resistance. I am Dr. Dawn Sievert, and I'm the Senior Science Advisor in CDC's Antimicrobial Resistance Coordination and Strategy Unit. I will be your host and moderator for this AMR Exchange. CDC's AMR Exchange series was launched in 2021 to engage a broad group of partners, practitioners, and policymakers on antimicrobial resistance topics across One Health. In this installment of the AMR Exchange, we're excited to share information with you about how CDC and our partners across the nation work every day to protect Americans from the threat of antimicrobial-resistant infections. This AMR Exchange is a little different from those we've hosted in the past. Instead of hosting a live webinar and taping it for future posting, this time we have several pre-recorded discussions that are available on our CDC website. This series of discussions on the specific topics can be listened to via the individual episodes. Through these discussions, we hope our audience will learn more about the following three main topics: the Health Department Healthcare Associated Infection and Antimicrobial Resistance Programs, or HAIAR programs, and the CDC's Antimicrobial Resistance Laboratory Network, or AR Lab Network, and their roles in detecting, responding to, and controlling outbreaks of antimicrobial-resistant bacteria and fungi. The second main topic, Health Department and Public Health Laboratory efforts to collaborate within and across states, territories, and cities to slow the spread of antimicrobial resistance in the United States. And third, infections prevented and lives saved in recent outbreaks due to Health Department and Public Health Laboratory expertise, action, and infrastructure. In this opening episode, I'll provide an overview of HAIAR programs and the AR Lab Network, and how these programs work together to detect, respond to, and control outbreaks of antimicrobial-resistant bacteria and fungi. In the second and third episodes in the series, Combating Antimicrobial Resistance in Oklahoma and Combating Antimicrobial Resistance in Connecticut, we will hear from some of our partners in Health Department HAIAR programs and in the AR Lab Network about their experiences combating antimicrobial resistance and the impact their work has made in their communities. In the fourth episode of the series, Informing and Supporting Local Antimicrobial Resistance Action, I'll talk to a CDC epidemiologist about how CDC works to understand the national and subnational changes in healthcare-associated infections and antimicrobial resistance over time, and how this work informs regional, state, and local efforts to combat antimicrobial resistance. In the fifth episode in the series, Supporting New York in Combating Antimicrobial Resistance, I will speak with a CDC field medical officer who will describe their experience working on the ground every day alongside state health department and public health partners, providing much-needed expertise and experience in preventing HAIs. And then in the closing episode, Everyone Plays a Role in Combating Antimicrobial Resistance, I'll summarize what we learned across all the discussions and share information on what you can do to prevent infections and slow the spread of antimicrobial resistance. CDC's Antimicrobial Resistance Solutions Initiative invests in building strong national infrastructure to detect, respond, control, and prevent antimicrobial-resistant infections across healthcare settings, communities, the food supply, and the environment, including our water and soil. The AR Solutions Initiative invests in every U.S. state to prevent infections, respond to outbreaks, preserve the effectiveness of antibiotics and antifungals, and develop innovative approaches to prevent and detect infections. For nearly two decades, CDC has supported and empowered state, territorial, and local health departments and public health laboratories to accurately detect, respond to, and control outbreaks of antimicrobial-resistant bacteria and fungi. Through the Health Department Healthcare-Associated Infection and Antimicrobial Resistance Programs and the CDC's Domestic Antimicrobial Resistance Laboratory Network, CDC and our partners protect Americans from infectious disease threats. CDC's Domestic AR Lab Network is a collaborative effort between CDC, public health laboratories in every state, as well as some large cities and territories, and clinical laboratories working together to identify, track, and respond to emerging and enduring antimicrobial resistance threats. The AIR Lab Network provides comprehensive antimicrobial resistance testing of healthcare-associated infections and community-associated infections, as well as fungal diseases, sexually transmitted diseases, and drug-resistant Mycobacterium tuberculosis, or TB. Collaboration from the local to national levels results in more rapid detection of and response to AR. The network closes the gap between local capabilities and the data needed to combat AR. Since 2016, the AR Lab Network has expanded nationwide laboratory capacity for pathogen identification, antimicrobial susceptibility testing, colonization screening, and whole genome sequencing. It has conducted more than 1.25 million tests and identified nearly 30,000 alerts about unusual antimicrobial resistance that were reviewed for appropriate public health response. To prevent and respond to infectious disease outbreaks in healthcare settings, CDC provides technical expertise and funding to HAI AR programs in all 50 states, plus multiple major cities and U.S. territories. HAI AR programs work every day to prevent the emergence of and control the spread of HAIs and related AR threats, to detect, respond, and control AR within healthcare settings, to promote antibiotic stewardship, the practice of measuring and improving how providers prescribe antibiotics and how patients use them, and to protect patients and healthcare personnel and improve healthcare safety and quality. HAI AR programs have made an incredible impact on the health of every American who receives healthcare in the United States. Since 2019, HAI AR programs have collectively responded to more than 150,000 confirmed or possible outbreaks of healthcare-associated infections, multidrug-resistant organisms, and other infectious diseases, conducted nearly 30,000 on-site and remote prevention-based infection control assessments, and provided technical expertise and program support through more than 1,500 staff employed across every jurisdiction supported. CDC experts work hand-in-hand with HAI AR programs and the AR Lab Network and deploy to provide on-the-ground outbreak response support upon request. In 2024 alone, CDC experts worked to control more than 200 healthcare-related outbreaks, saving lives and protecting countless others from infections. As we move into our discussions with partners and CDC experts, we will dive deeper into the day-to-day activities of both the HAI AR programs and the AR Lab Network. Thank you again for joining us, and we hope that you enjoy this AMR Exchange On Demand series.
For the most accurate health information, visit cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.